Hello, everybody. My name is Michael Bodie II, and I want to welcome you to episode number 18 of the Fresh Start Podcast. This podcast exists to continually provide the ultimate encouragement in the universe, which is that God loves us unconditionally. So, no matter what condition we are in right now, there's always hope for a fresh start in Jesus Christ. Here is the devotional thought for today. On the road to glory, there are a lot of trials and tribulations that we must face. In other words, no matter how saved and sanctified we may feel, everybody has highs and lows in their life. However, one of God's promises to us is that He will be with us through everything that we endure. He also promises in Romans 8:28 that everything will work out for the good of those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. Thus, whether we are going through a trial or a triumph, we never have any reason to fear because the God of the universe loves us and He is on our side. Now, this may not necessarily be a new revelation to most of you. But nevertheless, although many people know this lesson intellectually, we struggle to trust God when we face a new difficulty in our lives, despite all the times God has already delivered us. You know, I have once heard a phrase that went something like this: we do not need a miracle, we need a memory. I'm going to say that one more time. We do not need a miracle all the time. Sometimes we just need a memory. In other words, we go through a lot of cycles in our relationships with God. We face a challenge, then we get scared and intimidated by the size of that difficulty. Then God delivers us, and then we get scared all over again when we face the next trial, as if God has not come through for us countless times before. I believe, and the Holy Spirit has convicted me, that we need to make memorials to remember the goodness of God in our lives, as the children of Israel did when God used Joshua to help them cross the Jordan River. In Joshua chapter 4, verses 1 through 7 of the New American Standard Version of the Bible, it says this. It says, "Now, when the entire nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, 'Take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from each tribe, and command them, saying, take up for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet are standing firmly, and carry them over with you, and lay them down in the encampment where you will spend the night.'" So Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the sons of Israel, one man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, "Cross again to the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. And each of you take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. This shall be a sign among you when your children ask later, saying, 'What do these stones mean to you?' Then you shall say to them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord when it crossed the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever." My friends, in other words, when we recognize that God has done something significant in our lives, we need to take note of it. This could be done in a variety of ways. Some people may like to write down answered prayer requests. This is very helpful because when a person is going through a hard time, they can look back at the answered prayer requests and be encouraged because if God brought them through difficulties before, then He is willing and able to bring them through again. Also, one can make a memorial to remember God's goodness by keeping a daily journal where they record all the blessings they recognize that God had given them that day. Now, I'm going to be completely honest and transparent right now. Even with a memorial of the goodness of God, it can still be hard to serve and surrender to God at times. I can say from my own experience that sometimes the demands of being faithful to God can be overwhelming, and sometimes the Holy Spirit may convict us to check on a friend who is struggling right when we just sat down and got comfortable following a long day at work. Or another example, sometimes the Holy Spirit may convict us to spend less money on ourselves and give more to help others. Or even, the Holy Spirit may convict us to be nice to someone even though they have angered you and you want to curse them out. I hope you get what I'm saying. In other words, having memorials of times that God has delivered us and blessed us in the past does not always make serving Him in the present easy. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is going to convict us to do things based off the Word of God that we don't feel like doing. But nevertheless, having these memorials of times that God has brought us through difficult storms, it can be a reminder that although serving God may not always be easy, it is always worth it to surrender to God. When I think about all that God has done for me in my own life, it motivates me to keep surrendering to Him, even though sometimes it's challenging. I know, for me personally, without the shadow of a doubt, that I literally would not be alive or even in my right mind if it were not for the love, mercy, and grace of God. Therefore, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I will not only remember all that God has done for me, but I will continue to make more memories of being faithful to Him because I am nothing without God, and I am striving to live the rest of my life in a way that brings honor and glory to Him alone. So, what am I saying? Here it is. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let's not take our testimonies for granted. Let's keep record of all the ways, or at least a lot of the ways, that we have seen God come through for us and for others. And by God's grace, it will give us the encouragement and motivation we need to keep growing in Christ. God loves us, and He loves us unconditionally. Therefore, we always have a reason to serve and praise God. My friends, the song of the day today is Always Remember Jesus by the late, great Andre Crouch. Once again, the song of the day today is Always Remember Jesus by Andre Crouch. If you get some time, please go to YouTube or whatever, wherever you go to listen to music, type in this song, Always Remember Jesus by Andre Crouch, and really just meditate and reflect on the message of this song. I pray that as you listen to it, it will remind you to never forget that God is good all the time. And as cliche as it sounds, it's still true that all the time, God is good. Well, I would like to encourage you to subscribe to this podcast so you can be up to date on all the things concerning the Fresh Start podcast. Also, I encourage you to follow me on TikTok at BodieMichael2. That's at symbol BodieMichael, the number 2. And you can also follow me on Instagram at BodieMichael2. Between the subscription, TikTok, and Instagram, you should definitely be up to date on everything concerning this podcast. Also, you are not required to pay for this podcast. It's available for free. However, if you have been blessed by this ministry, I would encourage you to prayerfully consider signing up for donations to help support this ministry. This podcast cannot continue to exist without your financial support. There's a listener support link in the episode description. So if you follow that, it will show you how to financially give. Well, my Fresh Start podcast family, even if this is your first time listening to this podcast, you are now officially part of the Fresh Start podcast family. And like I always like to say when I sign off, I love you, but most importantly, God loves us most. Never forget it. I pray you have a blessed day. And also, share what you've learned in this podcast with others. We don't only want to be encouraged, but we want to be an encouragement to other people as well. So I love you, God loves you most, and have a blessed day.